Welcome back to another episode of the Bench Buzz. My name is Owen Poy, alongside head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants, Coach Stan Bench. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing okay. We'd like to be preparing for the state championship game, but unfortunately we're not able to, and our season came to a close this past Saturday.
So the Ben Davis Lady Giants fall to the Lawrence North Wildcats. It was 70-55, and got down early, and had a little bit of a comeback coming into the second half. And that was the semi-state semifinal, so the winner of that would have played Bedford North Lawrence, who ended up moving on to the state championship game to take on Fishers. But got down early and had a little bit of a comeback in the second half. You know, started off with a little run coming out of the locker room, but just ended up not being able to come back all the way.
Right. I mean, it was close early. Early it was close, back and forth, and then they scored the last couple of baskets at the end of the first quarter and got a little bit of a gap there. And then our second quarter just wasn't good. Wasn't good defensively, wasn't good offensively. We couldn't – I think we – a little bit of frustration got to us when we could not hit a shot. And then a big play in the game was when they called the technical on Christian Carter for blocking the shot, and then she was emotional and yelled, and the official called her for a technical. At the time, it didn't seem as big as it was, but it basically was a 4, maybe even a 6-point play, because we had the ball and going to go down in transition. Instead, they hit 2 free throws and score on the inbounds play. So that allowed them to get up 18 at half, and if it's a 12 or a 14 point game, we score the first 8 points of the second half, then it's a
new ball game. A single digit game.
Yeah, we're right there and within a basket or two, and then we really go at it. But you know, we didn't, and then I think even then, you know, we'd cut it to 10 right away, and I think we must have had 5 trips coming down the floor where we had good looks at the basket and just didn't go in. And they finally scored and went, and you could just see the wind go out of our sails at that point in time, because we were putting forth so much effort. And but even then, we even got down, I think, 18, 19, 20 again. And then with 4 minutes to go, we came back and cut it down to 10 or 12 points again. And I mean, that's what you got to take away, is there wasn't any quit in these girls, and you have to be proud of a team like that.
So as a coach, what are you telling these girls when their shots aren't going and Lawrence North just in transition, just scoring baskets?
Well, and that's it. I mean, basically, we had to get back a little better in transition and take away some of theirs. And, you know, as far as, you know, basketball is a rhythm sport, I think we just got too anxious. We got a little quick with our shots. We got but even then, we had some shots that were point-blank shots that didn't go in also. So, I mean, you look at the stats, we had 31 more field goal attempts in Lawrence North, 31. And usually if you have 31 more shots than the other team, you usually have a little more success, but weren't able to. And then we had to just really gamble at the end, and doing that, you know, they called a lot of fouls on us in that second half also.
So you had 3 players foul out for Ben Davis, 1 for Lawrence North. What did that say for you? Did you think that had to do anything with the game, or did you just kind of forget about that part of it?
Well, we had to go out and gamble, and so the foul differential wasn't, you know, I thought the officials for the most part did a good job. In any game, you're going to, like I said, there's a few calls that are really, really huge, and you know, the Carter technical was one, and then there was a play that we had stole the ball, we're going to go down in transition, and the call happened 2 seconds afterwards that they called a foul on us, and it was the official on the other side of the court. And, you know, those kind of things when you're behind are huge. If we'd have been ahead, we wouldn't even be talking about it. So,
right.
So you know, there's things that were within our control in any game, any fan of any team, can make a reference to a call during the game. And for the most part, I thought they were very good officials.
So 18-10 on the season, including the playoffs, sectional champions, regional champions, ended up losing the first round of semi-state in the new two-game semi-state. Marion County champs had a pretty big accolades this season, especially with one of the toughest schedules in the state of Indiana.
Right, exactly. I mean, our schedule is really difficult. And, you know, not only that, but we had to deal with some sickness during the middle of the year. But you look at what they did. I mean, any team that wins the county, wins the sectional, and wins the regional in central Indiana, you've had a great year.
Yeah, good season for the Lady Giants. Just unfortunately didn't achieve the obvious end goal of going to the state championship and winning the state championship. But for the final time this year, had a good time talking with you on Bench Buzz this year, Coach.
Well, thank you. And I want to tell you thank you for everything that you've done and the support that you've given. And not only you, but the whole WBDG and Mr. Easter. And, you know, what a great school Ben Davis is. And any student, any player, any body a part of Ben Davis should be very proud of the school and the school system.
So the Lady Giants look to get it done next year. And the new season starts now.
You're right. Thank you.
Thank you.